Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, a new report from Counterpoint Research shows that Apple has once again dominated global smartphone sales, with the iPhone 16 leading the pack in the third quarter of 2025. According to the report, last quarter was the third consecutive quarter during which sales were led by the iPhone 16, which captured 4% of the total volume. Not only that, but Apple claimed 5 of the top 10 spots during the quarter, an improvement over last year's Q3 when Apple secured 4 of the top spots. This year, beyond the base model iPhone 16 taking number 1, the iPhone 16 Pro ranked 2nd, the iPhone 16 Pro Max ranked 3rd, and the iPhone 16e ranked 4th. The iPhone 17 Pro Max, despite only being available for a few weeks of Q3, rounded out the list at number 10. Researchers at Counterpoint attribute this boom in iPhone sales to a couple of things. First, a sales boost in India driven by festive promotions, as well as sustained recovery in Japan. There was also an aspect of COVID-era iPhone buyers, so people who updated to the iPhone 12 in 2020, looking for a new smartphone after 5 years. You can hit the link in the show notes to view some charts highlighting the growth of the smartphone market in Q3 2025 compared to last year. Next up today, Apple and Google are teaming up to make it easier to switch between Android and iPhone devices. The two companies say they've developed new features that streamline the process of moving data between each platform as part of a new joint collaboration. Apple and Google say the upgraded experience is starting to roll out with a new Android beta build for Pixel devices. The features will also be available in an upcoming iOS 26 developer beta. The experience will continue to improve throughout the beta testing process on both platforms, including adding more support for different data types. There are no further details on what exact new features the revamped Android and iPhone switching experience will offer. Instead, the bulk of today's announcement is simply that Apple and Google are working together on this new platform. To truly test out the upgraded experience, we'll have to wait for Apple to release a new beta with the features. iOS 26.2 is expected to be released to everyone as soon as this week, so history would suggest that these new switching features would be included in the first iOS 26.3 betas, likely later this week or early next week. This, of course, isn't the first time you've been able to switch between Android and iPhone devices and take at least some of your data with you. There's Apple's Move to iOS app on the Play Store and Google's Android Switch app on the App Store. As Apple and Google continue to develop this new updated experience, those apps will continue to exist on their respective app stores. In other news today, Apple has announced its biggest ever expansion for Apple Fitness Plus, its digital workout service. Apple Fitness Plus is expanding to more than 24 additional markets next week. The move more than doubles the footprint for Apple Fitness Plus, and Apple has an interesting strategy on how it's accomplishing this expansion. The 28 new markets include Hong Kong, India, the Netherlands, Singapore, Taiwan, and others, and it will officially expand on December 15th, with Japan launching in early 2026. Apple says that it will use a quote-unquote generated voice to digitally dub content in 3 languages. To help Fitness Plus become even more welcoming, Apple says, the service is introducing digitally dubbed versions of workouts and meditations in Spanish and German, as well as Japanese. The dubbed workouts will feature a generated voice based on the actual voice of each of the 28 Fitness Plus trainers. Users will be able to choose their preferred audio language in the audio controller of a workout, and they can choose between one of those 3 dubbed languages along with the original English versions. And perhaps most notably, the news comes after a report that the future of Fitness Plus was quote-unquote under review at Apple following changes in leadership. An expansion to 28 new markets would certainly suggest that Fitness Plus is here to stay. You can find the full list of all countries in which Apple Fitness Plus is available at the link in the show notes. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. The best gift you can give yourself is peace of mind. Backblaze backs up all of your photos, videos, and year-end projects automatically, so you never lose what matters most. It quietly backs up your Mac in the background so that everything you care about is safe. When life happens, you'll be thankful your files are only a restore away. Until the end of this month, 9to5 Mac listeners get 30% off with code 9to5XMAS. That's 9to5XMAS. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, yesterday, we talked about Johnny Cerugi, Apple's vice president of hardware technologies, reportedly talking to Tim Cook about leaving Apple. Bloomberg had reported that Cerugi was, quote, seriously considering the decision to leave Apple, and perhaps most notably that he wasn't planning to retire, but rather to take a job at another company. But following that report, Johnny Cerugi has told his team that he doesn't plan to leave Apple anytime soon. In a memo sent to employees obtained by Bloomberg, Cerugi said, quote, I know you've been reading all kind of rumors and speculations about my future at Apple, and I feel that you need to hear it from me directly. I love my team and I love my job at Apple, and I don't plan on leaving anytime soon. Together, we enable the best products in the world. End quote. We, of course, have no details about what actually went on behind the scenes inside Apple. It is certainly possible that Cerugi at one point was considering leaving Apple, but the company convinced him to stay. The original Bloomberg report said that Tim Cook himself was working aggressively to retain Cerugi, including offering a substantial pay package and the possibility of more responsibility down the road. But whatever happened, at least based on this memo from Cerugi himself, he has no plans to leave Apple anytime soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.